Good morning, dear Aurelians, volunteers, newcomers, guests, and all of those who are listening to us from afar. Today is Monday, 2nd of June, and right now it's hazy here in Oroville on 32 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is mostly sunny and very warm with a shower or thunderstorms around. At night we can expect increasing cloudiness, temperatures ranging between low of 28 to high of 39, with heat index on 47 degrees Celsius. When we were thinking that it cannot be hotter, it is hotter and it's yet gonna be hotter. Southerly winds at 11 km per hour with gusts on 29 km per hour. Maximum ultraviolet index is on 11. Moon is in first quarter, illuminated on 47%. Schedules for this week don't show any special activities. The only thing is on Sunday, 8th of June, we are invited by Amphitheater Matrimadir at 7 p.m., if weather permitting, of course, to sing Mother's Mantra Om Namo Bhagavate with Joy and Jivatman, who will guide the chanting. Everyone is welcome to join chanting or just be, but they are asking you to bring your torchlight for the steps. And following is announcement from the study group saying that during the presentation of the new working committee and Oroville Council on Wednesday, 28th of May, on general meeting, the community expressed itself on the selection process. It was felt by some that the feedback had not been addressed adequately and proposed that the study group and the resident assembly service develop a process mechanism to better process the feedback in future. The two groups will meet to discuss this matter further. During the meeting, the expressed feedback regarded both proposed working groups. The study group acknowledges that most concerns focus on the proposed working committee. Feedback received during the meeting for the working committee are summarized below. First, include more members among the seven signatories with proven experience and capacities to do the work. Second, include at least one member that has proven experience representing Oroville at the state and central government level. This means that at least one member in the seven signatories should be familiar with the decorum needed to interact with top-level government representatives, be fluent in Hindi and English, and preferably a North Indian and a woman. Third, the working committee should better represent Oroville's diverse nationalities and gender at all its operating level, between coordinators, facilitators, resource person, and etc. And fourth, three continuing members of the current working committee, Eric, Kali, and Vijaya, would continue as resource person to offer support to the new team, while their roles as coordinators would be replaced with individuals from previous working committees, accepted by the community as having the capacities outlined above. Selection process for the new members. In response to this feedback, the study group proposes the following addendum to the selection process. To appoint in replacement of the outgoing working committee members three new members and suggest that first, any Orovillian who believes that they have the above described capacity is warmly invited to immediately nominate themselves. Second, these new nominees to the working committee will present themselves in person at the general meeting on Wednesday, June 4th. And third, the three new proposed members to the working committee, those chosen, will be integrated following a similar process as the rest of the group. And on 6 months review, they're saying that once approved, these three new members will serve for a minimum period of 6 months. The new working committee members will decide amongst themselves who will be phased out each year to create a rollover effect and allow for continuity of experience. First replacement to take place after 6 months. In addition, the study group calls for any and all Orovillians who meet the above criteria to please step forward now to join and strengthen the proposed new working committee as coordinators or signatories. And they're asking you to forward your nomination to studygroup@oroville.org.in or deliver in person to the Unity Pavilion on 262-3576 no later than midday, Wednesday, June 4th. And follow-up general meeting will happen on Wednesday, 4th of June, at 4:30 p.m. in the Unity Pavilion. And this meeting will first request approval and ratification of the proposed Oroville Council for the community, and second, present new nominees to the working committee for the community's consideration. Deadline for nominations is midday, Wednesday, June 4th. And the study group is thanking us for our patient participation and flexibility in this additional step to attempt to find a new way of creating our working groups. From the other side, the Kuala Palam Culture Center team wants to share and express happily that they are a subunit of SIRE hereafter. They're asking us to note that their center is a small building situated in the village of Kuala Palam, which provides many valuable activities for village children, youths, women, working people, etc. It is close to Oroville Bakery and opposite to Orcaps. Since 2003, the members of Kuala Palam Culture Center have been organizing and participating in many types of activities like Tamil traditional and classical dances, Tamil folk music and folk dances, health classes, English class, summer camps, evening tuition for the village children and youths, and etc. They cordially thank to their long-term supporters, Aureka, Oroville Papers, Alan from AV Shanghai, Hari and Surya Gandhi from Jaima, and some individual Aurovillians. They look forward to our support and also through visiting them and encourage their work through supplies in kind or money. Their account number is 102609, or you can also write to them at kuilacultural.center@gmail.com, and you can contact them on Selvaraj phone number 984-319-5290. And from Solid Waste Management Task Force comes a loud praise to creativity community. They are saying that on their recent site visit, Rajamani of EcoService Outreach discovered all kinds of good things happening in this community in terms of waste management. Creativity has packed a segregation system that is clean and organized and contains 12 different barrels that collect 9 different categories of waste. The residents also share a sense of care around their trash as the quality of their segregation is high. People are disposing of clean and dry items in the proper barrels. They also have an excellent backyard composting system to dispose of their organic waste. All of this isn't a recent phenomenon. Creativity has been consistently conscious of their solid waste management for many years now. So what are its secrets to success? Residents attribute it to a combined effort of people who care. The community's waste bins were specially designed to be easy to use and manage, with lid constructions so that rain runs right off them. The solid waste area is set up right beside the organic compost pile, so that it's easy to dispose their solid waste and organic waste at the same time. The amas, gardeners and residents were all trained together by Rajamani in waste segregation, and different residents look after different parts of the waste management system. One is in charge of organic waste, one is responsible for community education, and etc. Creativity is a model community in terms of waste management and segregation, and we could all take a few lessons from them. Achieving what they have isn't difficult. All a community really needs is one person to take charge of its waste disposal setup, making sure it's organized and clean. This can be permanent or rotating position and involves very little time and effort. It is also cheap and easy to implement a good disposal system like Creativity's, and EcoService can help. You just need to call them. And finally, segregating a source is super simple once you make it a habit, and it's one of the most effective ways to reduce waste going to the Oroville landfill. And Solid Waste Management Task Force encourage us to contact them with any feedback, inquiries, or our own waste tips on somawaste@oroville.org. Roma's Kitchen will close for the summer break from Monday, 2nd of June, which is today, until Monday, 16th of June. They will reopen on Tuesday, 17th of June, at dinner time only, on all evenings except Mondays. During that time, Muto will be running the barbecue along with salad and pasta counter and also offering exciting new plates. Beverages and desserts will also be available. There will be no Indian nor tandoori menu. They will open fully for lunch and dinner with the complete menu from Tuesday, 1st of July. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, tonight at 8 p.m, they will screen an Indian drama biography, Sahit, made in India in 2013 by the director Hansel Mehta. Tomorrow we can see an Italian comedy drama, The Red and the Blue, made in Italy in 2012 by director Giuseppe Piccioni. And on Wednesday they will screen an interesting documentary, Girl Rising, made in USA in 2013 by director Richard Robbins. This movie tells the stories of 9 girls from different parts of the world who face arranged marriages, child slavery, and other heartbreaking injustices. Despite these obstacles, the brave girls offer hope and inspiration. And in the words of the mother, volume 14, we read, "When one speaks to the soul of a man, one always speaks to the same soul, whatever may be the differences of body, race or culture. Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on rovradio.org.